recognized myself and was hurrying with Neva through the streets. We ran the long mile over the Heptastadion to Ferris Island, Puzo this time dressed as a poor fisherman. From the top of the lighthouse I would be able to see for myself if Father had returned from hiding and was now leaving Alexandria. The lighthouse master is an old, bent man. He knows I am a princess in disguise, but he will never betray me. Years ago, when he lived in Rome, he was caught gossiping about Julius Caesar and was given a choice: to be executed, crucified on a cross like a common Roman criminal, or to have his tongue cut out. He chose life. But without his tongue, he will never again be able to speak. I asked him what ship had left the harbor. Was it Father's? No, he gestured. Come see for yourself. He led us inside. The ground floor is shaped like a huge square, with offices and storage and sleeping rooms. Stacks of firewood fill two sides. There are many types of wood, some brought down the Nile from our jungles, some from the forests of Phoenicia. I looked straight up. Two spiral ramps with steps cut into them twist upward, far up to the top.